Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide episodes 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I was about to say my normal spiel, which is that we provide episodes Monday through Friday, but while we are on lockdown in baseball, we're doing 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Coming up this week, we're continuing to do themed content every week, and this week is all about the greatest moments in franchise history. And because the Giants have so many moments in recent history, really just this decade, we kind of narrowed down this list to at least moments that occurred in the 21st century. So since 2000, since they moved to, you know, PacBell / SBC / AT&T / Oracle Park. So it's a long list, and the way that I decided to fit it all in, it actually comes out to at least 14 different moments. And we're going to break it into 3 days. So we're going to do today tier 3, on Thursday we're going to do tier 2, and on Friday we're going to do tier 1, which will be the very best moments in franchise history, at least in the 21st century. And there's a real case to be made that all of these are actually the best moments in franchise history because they've had just so much success in the recent past. So without further delay, let's just jump into the best moments in San Francisco Giants history this century. The first moment to make this list is the Brandon Belt 18th inning home run in Washington, D.C. in the 2014 National League Division Series. Now, a lot of moments like this make the list because they prove to be so important in the Giants ultimately winning a World Series. So if the Giants don't win that series, or if they win that series and then get eliminated out of the postseason later and don't win the World Series, maybe we don't think of these moments as significant as they prove to be. But because they won that series, I mean, that was a crazy, crazy game. And it was game two of the NLDS in Washington, D.C. The Giants had won game one. And so there's a huge difference between going back to San Francisco up 2-0 or going back to San Francisco tied 1-1. And it's important to remember that the Nationals were heavy, heavy favorites in this series. That's why the Giants, you know, had to go into Washington to start that series. They were the road team. They were the underdogs in the series. Nationals were considered the favorite in all of the National League, perhaps, to go to the World Series and win it. So the Giants had stolen game one on the road. Game two was crazy. I mean, they had a comeback in the ninth inning against Jordan Zimmermann. They were down by a run, and he was going for a complete game. But then Joe Panik drew a walk. Buster Posey hit a single, and then Sandoval hit a double down the left field line that tied the game in the ninth. So the Giants looked like they were going to lose, but they were able to come back and tie it. And then it literally went nine more innings until the game was resolved. And Brandon Belt's home run there in the top of the 18th was such a huge swing of the bat for the Giants franchise. You know, every time it went to the bottom of an inning there, they had a chance to lose that game. And then, of course, they lost the next game, Game 3. So if the Nationals had won Game 2 and Game 3 had happened as it happened, they would have been one win away from winning that series. And who knows what would have been different. Just worth noting, also in that game, Yusmeiro Petit pitched 6 shutout innings in relief. So that game, just an all-time classic for the Giants. Next on the list of the best moments in Giants history since 2000 is Barry Bonds hitting home run number 756 against Mike Bacsik of the Washington Nationals. So our first two moments here, home runs against Nationals pitching. But, you know, this was a long time coming. So Bonds is going to make another appearance on today's list, but 756 falls below the other one on the list because we all knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time. And in some ways, and this might sound like blasphemy to Giants fans, but in some ways it was melodramatic in that we knew it was going to happen, so it wasn't like a thrilling, unexpected moment. It was just a matter of time until he actually did it. But it was definitely like a historic moment. I was actually at that game in fair territory, in home run territory. right next to the right field foul pole, like the seat directly next to the foul pole in the arcade in the front row there. He hit it to center, so we didn't get a chance to try to catch it. But, you know, Barry Bonds, that whole chunk of time from like 04 to 07 was all about Barry Bonds. And so when he finally broke the record, it was just, you know, something that is going to live on forever, that, you know, they'll be playing replays of that home run for all of time as long as baseball exists. So just a historic moment, a classic moment, and just a one of the best moments in Giants history. So the next moment that comes on this list is also courtesy of Barry Bonds, and that is Bonds hitting home run number 71 against the Dodgers at whatever it was called at the time, at home, in the last series of the regular season. So the reason that one goes above 756 is that it was not for sure that he was going to do it. He had only three games left to do it. He had hit home run number 70 in the previous game, which was on the road against the Houston Astros, I think in his last at bat, like in the late innings, possibly the ninth inning. He was stuck on 69 home runs. If memory serves, he had developed like a rash on his face a little bit because of the drama and the tension, basically the stress that he was experiencing trying to make sure that he got to this record. Because hitting a home run ultimately 73 times in a season is just absolutely bonkers. Like these days, home runs are up dramatically across baseball. Home runs are so common right now, yet we're still seeing the very top players only get to about 50. So, you know, this was a time, despite the widespread steroid use across baseball during the early 2000s, and this home run occurred in 2001, 70 plus home runs is just ridiculous, and it takes a lot of luck. And if you look back, and I shouldn't say luck, what I just mean is that even if you're ridiculous like he was, it's still no guarantee that you're going to achieve that record. Like if he had just missed a week with a hamstring pull, there's just no way he's getting to the record. And if you look back at the rest of his career, despite being the all-time home run king, never in any other season did he even hit 50 home runs. He hit 49 once. He was in the 40s several times, but he never even hit 50 to 69. So to just randomly hit 73, it wasn't like a given that that was going to happen. Just an absurd accomplishment. And to me, it's like ultimately a little bit even more impressive than the 756. And again, because we knew it was going to happen. Eventually, during that 2007 season when he finally did it, I mean, he was going to play until he broke the record, and he had like a 157 weighted runs created plus in his final season. That's just ridiculous. I mean, he could have still played. To this day, now when I look back on it, at the time, I didn't quite understand why people thought he would keep playing. It seemed like an appropriate time for him to stop playing. To me, at the time, in 2007, before I really was into these advanced numbers, but looking at the player that he was, I'm very surprised that a American League team didn't want him to be on their team. He was so unbelievably good still. Like he had a .480 on base percentage in 2007. Again, like 60% above average offensively. Just a ridiculous offensive monster he was. So anyway, I think that's an amazing stat that probably you can use as trivia and not a lot of people know. How many times did Bonds hit 50 or more home runs? Once. And that was 73 in 2001. So that number 71 was a top moment in franchise history. It was so relieving when he finally hit that ball. I was actually at that game as well, and it was just so tremendously exciting. And he ended up hitting a home run in his next at bat for number 72, and then he hit number 73 two games later on the last day of the regular season on like a 50-mile-an-hour pitch that was either an Ephus or a knuckleball. Postmates has been a lifesaver during this pandemic and the resulting stay-at-home orders. If you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food, and that's why I love using Postmates. But I kind of love them even more right now because I can get food delivered without leaving the house or even opening the door. Given what's going on in the world, they created non-contact deliveries. So now when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door. They also have Postmates Pickup, which I have been using to order takeout from my local restaurants. Listen up. You guys need to be supporting your neighborhood spots right now. I've been ordering only local because it's a great way to support my community. And Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi. They actually make life easier by picking up everything I need from Walgreens and 7-Eleven and dropping it outside my door. Just the other day, needed some medication. Someone from Postmates was able to pick it up from CVS and bring it to my house within like 20 or 30 minutes. It was just incredible. So thankful to the workers who are out there doing this job right now for Postmates and doing a great job. Download Postmates on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get everything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit in your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. All right, here in the second half of the show, we're just going to continue to talk about the best moments in Giants history since the year 2000. So today on this show, we're going to talk about tier three. These are like the third tier best moments. On Thursday, second tier, and on Friday, first tier, the very, very cream of the crop, the best moments since 2000 for the Giants. So far, we've discussed Brandon Belt's home run in the 18th inning in Washington, D.C. in the playoffs, Barry Bonds hitting 756, Barry Bonds hitting 71. Next on the list is Pablo Sandoval hitting 3 home runs against the Tigers in World Series Game 1 in 2012. Another just unforgettable moment in baseball history. It's only been done a handful of times. Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, Albert Pujols, I believe, are the only other players to hit 3 home runs in a World Series game. And Sandoval did it in, I believe it was his first 3 at-bats, if I'm not mistaken. He may have had 1 at-bat in between the second and the third home run. But let's keep in mind the context. So it's 2012. The Giants had won the World Series in 2010. 2012 was that postseason where they were on the brink of elimination 6 different times and they won all 6 games. They were down 0-2 to Cincinnati in the division series and won 3 straight on the road to win that series. We'll hear more about that on Thursday, by the way. Then they were down 3-1 against the Cardinals, having to win a game in St. Louis to stay alive, and then 2 games at home, which they did, and, you know, 1 in Game 7, and then here we go, 2012 World Series. Giants somehow find themselves in it, but in order to get there, they had to burn through, like, all their best pitchers. So Game 1 was just a total mismatch with Justin Verlander on the mound for the Tigers and Barry Zito on the mound for the Giants. Barry Zito easily their least effective pitcher at that point, although he had had a heroic performance in the NLCS against the Cardinals. So Tigers were heavy favorites in the series anyway, and then especially in Game 1, I mean, Verlander against Zito, everybody just thought the Tigers would destroy the Giants in this game and in this series. So instead, you know, Zito has a clean, scoreless top of the first, and then in the bottom of the first, the Giants make 2 quick outs, and then up steps Pablo Sandoval, and he just, you know, a high fastball. It was like 95 miles an hour up in the zone, and he just turns on it and hits it out to dead center field, and suddenly the Giants have this lead against Verlander. And then in his next at-bat against Verlander again, he hits an opposite field home run on a pitch that's a quality fastball away with Sandoval batting from the left side. And then famously, the camera shows Verlander saying, "Wow." Then in his next at-bat, or at least later in the game at some point, against the reliever Al Albuquerque, it's a slider down. It's like down around the shins, and Sandoval just connects with it and hits it out to dead center field for his 3rd home run of the game. That it turned out to be a rout by the Giants in Game 1. They just really got to the Tigers and blew them out and set the tone for this sweep. And Sandoval doing that, I mean, it's just unforgettable. It's a note. He finds himself in elite company, hitting 3 home runs in a World Series game. Just magical moments here for the Giants. All right, so that wraps up Tier 1 of the best moments in Giants history since 2000. Coming up on Thursday, we'll do Tier 2 moments, and then on Friday, Tier 1, the very best of the best. Remember, to get this show 3 days a week, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On MLB. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.